You better maybe come into agreement with me and let me pray that whatever this is really heavy. Whatever it is, I know God wants to be able to prevent it. That's why He's knocking on my door. I know this feeling. So, extend your faith towards me, please. Put yourself in agreement, because whatever's supposed to gonna happen isn't gonna happen. Hallelujah, Jesus. Father, I can remember things that happened and were prevented because something we did. And I remember learning the warning when you give one to heed. So when I receive one now, I don't put it into the background. I even thought along this line, I'm thinking, well, if it's prevented, then how will they know it was coming? I'm thinking, I'll be left out in the cold. I don't care, long as it's prevented. Kirishima. Kirishikamara. For hold these things up. Hold these things up that I give to you. And I'll move through you to change things. Some things don't have to be the way they were. They can be the way I would have them. Woo! I think I'll stop right there and go home. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, we're sitting here receiving information coming from you on directing prayer. So your hands are untied and you get to step in and move in things that generally you couldn't according to. So now we're giving ourselves over. Whatever this was, we're taking authority over it and stopping it. In Jesus' name, stop it. Stop it. Bring it to a standstill. Whatever it is, stop it. In Jesus' name. Woo! Hallelujah. Boy, I felt a lightning bolt. About a third of the way through that one. For I've been given heed. People are listening. And this is the reason I'm able to give things over to you. And to prevent some things. Yes, sir. In the preventing of some things and still in exalting and lifting up others. There's a distance that is being created from much of the errors. Yes, for much of the errors and the incorrect use of word. And I'm gaining ground through those who are walking with me to capture this thing and overtake it and then hold it up and turn it into a revival instead of another downfall. I wasn't planning on this. We're close enough to Him. He's close enough to us. We've been reading the things in the hallways and revival and this and that's coming and here and there. Well, if it the end looks like it's coming more on a wide scale than when this started 15 years ago or so. But yet, if it took all those years of praying, I don't care. I would rather see a harvest in the last days instead of a destruction. Think not that I do not listen. I listen, and especially for your families, for your sons and your daughters who are abroad and who are spread wide. You mention their name, I'm there. You hold them up, I'll send people to get them saved if they're not saved. All I need from you is the authority to do this, and I'll go after them for you, saith the Lord. Ben quanti escaresima tukle amoko escaresa shemo kadase. For people did this very small, for they were not seeing results for themselves, so they were thinking, why should they receive results for somebody else? Things are changing because there's going to be an upstep. And this will be caused by people that have listened to me and are going to march forward and bring what I'm bringing to this city. Like you, I have your children in mind. But there's not one you can't hold their name up before me. And you'll see a change of direction because I'll go after them for you. You're getting closer to things than you think. So be strong and know that when this is all over, I'll be waiting for you and the ones you love. Boy, I like that. How long do you think it'll be? About an hour, maybe. How would I know? Who does he let in on that? Hallelujah, Jesus. I just know now I guess he's calling for a prayer and an intercession. My own words a little. Get I say it? When I first came, yes, sir. When I first came, this building was here, and it was in a forest, and it was fields of trees. And I saw, before I got the building, a vision, and it was in the open fields. It didn't have the forest. And when we got this church, it had that forest around it. Now it's not there. This is what I saw in the vision, was this picture, this guy. So I'm thinking, are we going to have to cut all those trees to have a revival? That wasn't even our ground. And then somebody else came in and did it for us. Hallelujah, Jesus. So there's more than one thing that says something's getting closer and closer and closer. For I just got caught up in the picture that he painted this morning. He painted this morning of the sick coming in and the hospitals and everything, like we've done so many times. But this time, something is different about it because we're getting a whole lot closer to it. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. when I would torment you guys years ago. I said, who are you going to blame when you lay hands on a little kid and he doesn't get healed? Him?
You don't have any faith, little kid. Well, I'm only 9 months old.
Well, you need faith. Papa, who are we going to blame it on? Don't blame me. I didn't start this. Gary did. This morning, earlier. For why do you think that I laid hold of him? And he began to talk about the gifts of the Spirit and operating in them. If something wasn't getting closer and closer, and I say to you again, it is. You'll be so pleased when you reach into the heart of a revival and watch these things come to pass.
Well, Henry, I don't guess he's going to get his Bible out. He's just going to go up there and do all that.
Hey, what do you think they did? When Paul just could write one letter and they read it, they may have made copies and sent them to some of the other churches. But you know what their Bible was? The apostles. They wasn't as blessed as we are. I mean, it was pure gold to have all the books of the Bible right in your lap where you could open it and draw strength from it any time that we want. Well, in an abundance, you just hardly don't see anything. You usually jump from one pleasurable thing to another or just... Get ready, because I understand more about it now. Lately, than I think that I ever had. Question. I so depend this kid. He said, "How come you're doing this? How come I'd like to see you try to do something else?" You start talking, and then what you want to say don't come out unless you rebel. I start to say, oh, I like that sign up there that comes out. Your big toe is not the size of the other one, so I probably better do something. Oh, I meant that sign is... You open your mouth and a thought will appear. All of a sudden, it's out your mouth before you can do anything about it. Yes, sir. For you would know that the early church had many, many tongues and interpretation. In fact, so much so. Yes, sir. As you know, recorded in the Word of God, they caused confusion and things until Paul would write and straighten them out. But yet, with not much more than a letter and the Word of the Apostles, which is trying to get it to everybody. I mean, you didn't have New Testament there. Hardly any. The promises. And so, the tongues and interpretation was a real valuable and powerful source. Especially when the apostles would move on and go to another church that was started by somebody that wasn't, well, pastoring, by somebody that wasn't an apostle. And they would wait just to be fed. What excuse am I going to have when I got 17 translations laying in my lap? Well, I don't want any, so, I mean, excuses, so. I don't want any, I guess. I won't have any. Yes, sir. Give them all they let you. And that scared me. I don't want to condemn anybody or anything. I just don't want us to pass up. I mean, I've been waiting for this all my life. An opportunity that's moving in on us in the Spirit. We don't want to pass it up. You wait till you see, just look into the face of maybe 10 or 15 kids that couldn't walk. Then pray, then look into their face, and your millennial will be made. Some time. Something's changing. Manto is killing me. Oh, dear man. Listen, how many of you think he'll take pain away here? You hurt right now. You haven't pain or even you can cause a pain by throwing your arm up, bending over, anything like that. Why don't you stand up where you're at? Where's one of the worst places you want to be with them? If you were deaf and sitting next to a deaf guy and he got up and you didn't, you don't want to be there. No, I'm just thinking. What causes him to move? You. He loves you. I mean, he loves you. To die in your place. Unfathomable. Incredible. There's no disease can kill me because I already died of every disease known to mankind when I died with him. He died under the penalty of the disease. I got free. That's why they can't come on you if you won't let them, because you already died of that thing once. You don't have to die again. Are you ready? All right. I'm going to pray for the pain to leave and for you to be healed. And when I yell, "Be healed," then do what you couldn't. Bend over, gouge, poke, drag a chair around. Father, for everyone that's standing here that had pain in their body when they did something, Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you with all my heart. Jesus has already been through this. He's already died under the penalty of every one of these sicknesses or ailments that's on them. And they don't have to suffer from it anymore. You did. So, Father, in Jesus' name, pain, leave. I thank you, Father, for healing every person's body who is standing. In Jesus' name, you be free. Now, do what you couldn't. Bend, gouge. Do what you couldn't. Poke, run, gouge. Twist, touch your toes. Hallelujah, Jesus. How many times do you think you've been healed in here? A lot, huh? You come in, pain, an injury or something, and walk away. And I said, before I can interpret that, yes, When them come, they burst out. I don't fight them. But they're always in order, and they're not replacing something or misusing something. In fact, he'll want me to teach on it sometime. All right. You had pain when you stood up. And it left when you sat down. Then the only thing left to do is stand back up. Your pain left. Stand up where you're at. Yes? 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 Stay standing a minute. Feel of yourself real good. Yes? Hallelujah, Jesus. Okay. Is there somebody over here that you stood up and then you sat down because your pain didn't leave?
Yeah.
Well, stand up again. I heard that. Over here. Come on. I heard that. Come on up here. This is an after line. That's the line that goes along each what's left. Leftover. Anybody else in pain wants to get in this line? Get in it. Oh. Yeah, you are. This part's up to you, but you, when the heat of that was on, in other words, it's in the fullness of it, he nudged you. In fact, he nudged you in the beginning, then nudged you again. Because whatever you have, he wanted you to get in there. Because evidently, what you need is in this building to get you healed. Good girl. I think it's time. In the name of Jesus. Does this hurt you?
My back is hurting, and then my knees hurt off and on.
Okay, let's give you that. Would you sit in that chair for me? I want to examine that a little bit closer. See what the deal is. Nobody else could have no more like you. Get in my sadique. Okay. What is yours? You be healed in Jesus' name now.
Thank you, Father.
Now.
Thank you, Lord.
Yeah, I do believe you got it that time. That round. How much pain are you in daily?
Today, not much. Just in my back, but my knees.
The knees are the... No wonder. 2 inches or better. I wonder if I could. In the name of Jesus. Well, oh no, where he got that extra 2 inches of leg. I think it's called a minor miracle, because minors usually hurt their knees. Some of you are rolling your eyes. You're not laughing. It's part of our revival. He isn't going to leave anything out. Oh, que eres un marito. Ona que te sucuara. No rebola via cuaya sisi. Ureche cualda. Me encuentres que es yama. Won't be real long that we're going to start learning more about freedom. And I picked up a freedom that's in the Spirit, from being able to take another step into Him and move according to the Holy Spirit and what He's doing. And something like that is in the making now for, I think, the pretty soon future. I mean, you all read us all some kind of good stuff now and then. But we're talking about get them out of the truck, you know. Bring them in. We used to mount crutches on the curtain. When somebody'd get healed, we'd pin them up on the curtain and they'd hang there. How many been here that long? Then we had crutches and what else? Some walking sticks, stuff like that.